Hey man,
Hey.
do you have violent tendencies?
Usually when I'm following old people behind in the mall, like, come on, move.
Do you have a little make-believe friend that keeps you from acting on those tendencies?
Nope, not yet.
Yeah, Nick Sachs doesn't work for him. We're talking about
Happy
Happy
season two, episode three and four.
three and four.
Because
Three and
somebody,
four?
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, three and four.
Three and four.
Yeah, we're gonna do two and one because we got a little busy this past week.
Yeah, somebody had a Comic-Con to run.
Yeah. Things kind of got a little hectic. Yeah,
Yeah. But shut up, people. You're getting this for free. Shut up.
Shut up, you.
So let's go into episode three. Some girls need more repenting. That's what the episode is called.
Yeah.
This was a Sax's daughter, heavy
Haley.
episode. Haley, is that
Haley,
her name?
yeah.
Haley. Heavy episode. She actually goes to her Catholic school.
He makes enough money to put her into private school.
Yeah, and
it's not any better.
It's not any better.
It's
no,
it's kind of worse.
Yeah, it's you know they when she was like I. There was a line up and they're doing the Ash Cross, and she's like, I thought this was only supposed to be on Ash Wednesday. It's like, oh, it happens a lot more than you think it
does.
Yeah,
we're Catholic.
Yeah, exactly. So,
ceremony is everything.
So, which is funny because she really takes after her father. That priest.
He didn't get the full cross.
No,
she just had a minus sign on her. That's about as far as he got.
Which a little, it's a little weird because technically, they go down first and then across, but now it's just a cross. So it's like,
well, see, I didn't even know that.
Well, it was actually he started going down, so it's what is it? Continuation. It wasn't correct, but either way, when she's with the nuns, it's just one thing. So
yeah,
she broke that guy's finger in a couple places.
Broke his thumb in two places.
Yeah,
and Father O'Donoghue.
I'll tell you something. It's like if you didn't think that this was on public television, I would have never guessed. I thought it was just like a Netflix or HBO or something like that.
It's got the same amount of violence as Game of Thrones.
It is so violent. It's got more, you know, it's like this show has more blood and guts than Walking Dead.
Or just outright violence.
Violence and cussing, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
It's so dark and gory, and I love it.
I like it.
I want more.
So yeah, so a big Haley one. So last episode, you had his old partner saying the lawyer kind of pissed off saying that he has tapes on people. So so this episode is Nick Sachs got hired to
do a little B&E.
Little breaking and entering, but he didn't know who.
A little bacon and eggs.
he didn't know who's it's like, wait, my soul's not worth 2,000, my soul is worth 3,200. So it's a crazy show. If you're not watching it, you are so missing out, man.
Classic Grant Morrison. I didn't think they'd be able to translate the comics into
it's a nutty show. It's more out there than freaking what we're watching right now.
Nutty and violent.
It's so violent. I mean, like, we'll get into it later, but just like, you know, it's ultra violent. So especially in the next episode we're going to talk about. But this episode,
in episode three,
he's he kind of breaks into.
Well, he doesn't know whose house it is.
He doesn't know whose house it is.
Very nice mansion looking house. Breaks in. It's an old screen queen who's in there.
Yep. So she's kind of out of it, but she actually sees Happy.
Yeah, well, she's crazy.
Yeah, so
only the young and crazy see. Maybe that's how Nick sees him, because he's not quite.
He's not quite all there. But yeah, this one is.
They find out it is Sunny Shine's house.
Yeah,
and, he IDs him from a statue that.
What did they say? It's like a baby holding an apple.
Like a baby's arm holding
an apple, which they got that from Austin Powers.
He must be. Have trouble walking if that statue is anatomically correct. That thing was knee knocking.
Yeah.
It's
like shin knocking.
Sunny Shine is
packing.
Yeah.
So yeah. So
He gets the tapes.
And I tell you something, so he's really not trying to kill people. But when they had,
he's killing more people by trying not to.
It's like that whole T2 thing. Don't kill anybody. He'll just kneecap everybody, but this
you
was,
live.
It's a crazy episode, and at the end so he gets a B&E to get these tapes. He gets the tapes, but all of a sudden there's a silent alarm in this room.
Yeah.
And these guys' security thing comes out, and there's a musical where the security guards where he's killing.
He murders them to a musical.
To a musical, and like they're doing like
in time. They actually.
It's so great. It's one of those things.
It's so out there, but it works.
It's one of those things. I really wish that they would release it all at once because I can't wait until the next one.
It's so.
Yeah. But you just have to like start watching it. Like start watching from episode one at season one. You will not be able to. You'll thank us later about this.
Yeah.
But if you're watching,
if you're demented like us, you'll like it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So yeah,
he got the tapes. He watched them.
And
it's really kind of like home sex tapes with him and that. Well, for the most part, that's what they are.
Yeah, for the most part, for what they've seen for one of them.
Sonny is laying pipe.
Yeah.
Lots
of pipe.
Lots of pipe.
But Haley gets Haley gets a rabbit's foot on the end of episode two.
Yeah, you saw Smoothie dyeing the rabbit pink.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden Haley has a
pink rabbit's foot. So Smoothie is trying to become friends with Haley.
Yes,
Haley's having a difficult time. She even says 5 o'clock, meet me underneath the bleachers, and we're gonna settle this.
Yeah, her and this girl from her
the bully school. Whatever. And they're getting in a fight, and
Haley's getting it handed to her.
Yeah. So. This is, and then
she's Smoot, not a she wasn't she's not a good fighter there.
No, she might be crazy, but she's not a good fighter like her dad. But so it's kind of there's a three stories going on right now. So Haley's story, which she's having problems with school, which she had problems with school, so now they just wasted money because she's having more problems in school. You have Nick Sax's story about him getting the tapes and Happy having like a one-on-one with this crazy lady. And then you have the third story. And of course, Haley and Smoothie are kind of
forming
a friendship that she's opposed to right now. And the third story is you have Scaramucci.
That's
episode three.
You left out the mom, so it's actually four because she's got her.
Oh, that's right. The mom. Man, I tell you
something. She's losing it.
Was it episode three or four that she almost. That was four.
Four.
Yeah. So, but episode three, she.
Having flashbacks from the Christmas episodes.
Yeah, so with her mom, she kind of got into this, and episode four, you can kind of wonder why now.
Yeah.
But we'll get in a second. So the mom of Haley is, she's losing her mind, right? She's getting out of it because the only thing she is the flashbacks. So she, remember what we
the
said last season?
Was there
the latex, but like the fur pile,
but
all latexy. Well, so this episode, so you have four, and which is great because they're pretty long episodes. They're 45,
but they seem to go by.
Yeah, they seem to go by so quickly.
Yeah.
So episode three is pretty much a continuation of Nick Sax getting the tapes, the mom losing it, and I forget what was going on with the mom.
She, she keeps having the flashbacks and it's messing with her mind.
Yeah.
And I think in four is when she really.
Yeah, when she.
And we'll get to that.
Yeah. And then Haley is becoming has a friendship. And then.
And Scaramucci with the demon inside of him.
So before we get to Scaramucci, the last episode, episode two that we were talking about is.
I thought he was dead.
We all thought it was done. Yeah, we all thought it was done. Scaramucci thought. I mean, there were six guys in there.
He got jumped in the toilet.
And at the end, you just see the screen go black, and he's like getting choked out. Well, episode three is you have some warden guy, and he's in like the hospital bill,
the infirmary,
and he's all like, "How did you kill six people and they all drowned in their
six
own...
big Russians drowned in toilets?"
Yeah, in toilets, right? And it's like, "Oh my God, he's still alive." So, and that was kind of the end of it because he kind of lost and he almost kills his nurse or whatever. But so yeah, that was the fourth one. So that's a continuation. So let's get into episode four. Where it's actually at the end of three, Nick of course finds the sex tapes, but of course it's on Betamax.
Yeah, well, it's one of his favorite. She's like a C-list actress, yeah. Scream queen.
So he's like one of his favorite fans. So of course he's trying to.
So he covered Happy's head, got out the lube.
Yeah. So and after a while he passes out and Happy's watching. Happy, the imaginary friend. Remember, this is all still. He has an imaginary friend is watching these tapes, and at the end he sees what is it.
Day Glow Doug,
kind of giving the ye old
coming out all Nazi-ish.
So and that was that mustache. Yeah, that was all at the end. Everybody's like, and he's like, who the f is Day Glow Doug? And that, and then now, so we're getting into episode four. So now you can kind of understand what's happening, because the reason that Sunshine is getting all this press and stuff like that is because he has dirt on everybody. So he's like the J. Edgar Hoover. Excuse me one second. I might just turn this off because I'm getting freaking tired of it.
Yeah, he's got dirt on
everybody.
That's how he gets all these crazy freaking ideas, because whatever he wants, he gets done because he's got the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he got Dayglo Doug's. The show was Dayglo Doug's to start with.
So going in episode four, Dayglo Doug. So it was his show to start with, and then Sunshine took it over because he had all this dirt on Dayglo Doug.
Yeah, he kind of threatened him to reveal it all if he didn't give him the show.
Yeah.
And you noticed who that was, right?
It was Booger.
Booger from Nerds.
From Nerds. I saw that. I'm like, ha, it's Booger. I noticed that. I was like, cool. I was like, at least he's doing some acting work. But that was crazy. And then the pre-credit or the pre intro thing is where he's pretty much getting the show, and the, what were they called again? The latex people.
I don't remember what they were called.
Whatever they called, they were like his sideshow people.
Yeah.
Right. His, you know, it's like, they look like latex Teletubbies.
They were his sideshow bobs.
Pretty much, but they don't talk, right? Or they don't do anything. So, he kept on egging him on. He's all like, and then it's a crazy show, but it's more a continuation with Sunshine, and then continuation with the mom Haley. It's a nutty one. This one is called Blitzkrieg.
Yeah,
and so they're trying to find this guy. It was Dayglo Doug, and he's in this like nursing home, but this nursing home isn't like any other nursing home.
It's
very Gestapo-y,
even the guards had the very reminiscent of
looked like they were invading Normandy.
Yeah, and it was all old Nazis or Nazi sympathizers, and
they were all in this it's this old folks home, but it's all for the ex-Nazi people, and Dayglo Doug is doing his skit up there for these people, because I guess that's where they kept them. I don't know how this place came to be, but it must be a Sunshine kind of thing. Who knows?
In that universe.
You want to talk about... All right, so if you don't like violence or blood or entrails skip this episode. Oh, my God.
Just the scene with the colostomy bag, I was
God.
No.
So it pretty much means that he's trying to get Dayglo Doug out of there. They are like, he is not going anywhere, right?
Nine. Dayglo stays here.
Yeah. You have a show in 20 minutes. The show's going to start now. And they go hog wild, man. Man,
he killed somebody with a wheelchair.
he does the whole Indiana Jones thing, and he puts his fist through somebody's heart and then rips it on the back of
him. wait. When he broke the dude's arm, he's like, their bones are so brittle.
Exactly. And apparently he has a big issue with old people. It's like, I'll drink a gallon of bleach before I become this old. It's a crazy episode. This was kind of at the end of the episode. But so he, Nick Sachs, is going to Dayglo Doug because he kind of want to figure out, hey, would you testify or something like that?
Testify against Sunshine.
Against Sunshine. And he's like, hell no. And then of course they make him kind of reminisce and say, you were the one, you were better than, you know, all these other people. That was a crazy episode. And then,
The jelly thing he ate,
oh my god. Yeah, so back at the thing, he's been trying to get food this entire day.
he's starving.
So he finds this jelly, this gelatinous like pink goo in a jelly jar. Okay, first of all, the worst place to put this thing. So this jelly is not some regular jelly. This was in the season one. What was Nick's partner's name, the lady?
Maria? It starts with M.
Yeah, whatever her name is.
She's not that important.
What she did is she grabbed some of this goo that she like stabbed one of his sideshow people with and collected it. And of course, Mr. Sachs ate it.
Well, he put it on some toast.
Yeah.
Jelly and toast.
And
jelly though.
Man, I tell you something, it looked like Dumb and Dumber. The bathroom scene.
The diarrhea scene.
Oh my God.
Very reminiscent, except when the jelly thing popped out.
So apparently, okay, so we were kind of going off the deep end here. So there's this gelatinous goo that's apparently self-aware.
Yeah.
And it's like...
And very combative.
And very combative, yeah. I mean, if you have to go through some shit, literally.
Yeah, because it picks him up off toilet and slams him.
Yeah, it was like, I was like, okay, this is like, we've gone past a normal cop crazy dude. Now we're getting into the sci-fi-ish.
Yeah, now he's fighting monsters.
So this is what happens when a flubber gets evil.
It's like the Golgothan from Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh yeah. It's a shit monster. Yeah, it's bad. It was pretty bad, yeah. So yeah, that's one of those ones where it's like, okay. So now we're talking about sci-fi, and maybe now we kind of understand how he became who he became.
Sunny
Shine, yeah. So at the end of the episode, it was pretty much, what was it? It was like it looked like a giant tongue. And he gave him a hug and stuff like that. And it was really weird because they were all standing around this thing. And then Sunshine kind of gave him, hung him, and felt sorry for him. And I'm sitting there like, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it. It was just like a glob.
It looked like the blob, but flesh.
Yeah.
You know what it looked like? Rita from Doom Patrol.
Maybe they're doing a crossover.
I'm pretty sure that's not
Sunny lives on Danny Street. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. God. So,
he would fit perfect on Danny Street.
But now you know, yeah.
You guys watch our other videos for that one.
Yeah, you gotta watch the other one. Gotta watch them all. So yeah, so that's episode four. It was crazy blitzkrieg. You have crazy gelatinous goo, and then you have the mom. The mom.
Oh, I almost forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, the mom. So the mom kind of went on her. So she's a dental hygienist.
Almost
assistant,
drowned the kid in the chair.
And he says, "Go ahead and finish him off, and you know, because he's out. Go ahead and wash him out and stuff like that." And like she's out of it, and she comes to, and this kid's like, blah, 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 like the water's coming out of his mouth, and almost drowned him. And if the dentist didn't come back, it probably would have
fired her right on the spot.
Yeah, I mean, you had to, you know.
Yeah.
Can't have that liability. And she.
She grabbed the candy jar.
Yeah, my candy, yeah. And she started chowing down candy or chowing down chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah, and sex in public restrooms.
Yeah, because she's out of it, man. I think
she's not right in the head.
Yeah, so I think that messed her up, and now you can't maybe that whole gelatinous thing. And if she was part of something,
I wonder if she has one in her.
Maybe she has one of in her now because she's not all there. And the only thing she could think of is that latex pile.
That very well could be.
Yeah. So that's a crazy one. But yeah, she's very gives zero Fs right now.
She is unhinged at this point.
And see, the problem with that is that... So we have... So let's go back to Haley and Smoothie. So Smoothie's pretty much like, look, you know, I'm just going to stand here and I'm going to tell you how it is. And so your parents are lying to you. And I want you to do this at the end. And if you do this and you think I'm lying to you, then come... Then I'll never see you again. So at the end... The Haley knows because Haley went over to the dentist thing and says, "I need to tell my mom something."
Your mom got fired last week.
My mom got fired a couple days ago. So she kind of confronted her about that. And she's like, "How was work or your home early or whatever?" And, "Oh, you know, busy day at the office." And so now
Haley knows she's being lied to.
Now she
already knows Nick's been lying to her.
Oh, of course,
about killing people. Now her mom's lying to her.
So now all of a sudden,
so Smoothie's the only one she can trust.
Yeah, which is a bad thing to trust. Yeah,
well, he's kind of being forced into doing this too by Sunny.
Yeah.
But he still enjoys doing a lot.
Yeah, of course. And of course he says, I was made to do this. Like, BS, you love to do this.
Yeah, I saw a Tallahassee guy.
Well, yeah, in the first one, it was the Easter hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And was that three or four?
They're kind of blurred.
Yeah, we watched both of them together because, like I said, we're trying to catch up. So it was pretty much the Easter egg hunt
with the big hollow,
and they start ripping the chocolate out, and Tallahassee was in there, and you see skin, and
his Attack on Titan face there,
Tallahassee. But the thing is, like, and that's one thing I like is because there's the Mega Easter Great Again, so mm-hmm. that's the main story going on right there.
Yeah.
So that they continue on with the main story that they're trying to make Easter violent, and they're yeah. So let's go to Scaramucci.
Yeah, okay. There's so many storylines.
Which I love because it's actually a good...
It doesn't get stale.
It doesn't get stale. Not like the other show we're watching where it's a little stale, but...
Damn you, Cyborg. Scaramucci.
Narnia sucks. Okay, so Scaramucci. So apparently we found out Scaramucci's actually a very... Actually, okay, so a funny story about Scaramucci. There's a demon in him. And apparently, the Big Show is his cellmate, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because he's the last guy who's like, so much sodomy.
Glad to see he's back at work.
Yeah. But so Scaramucci, he pretty much, there's a demon in him. And this demon name is Orcus. Which is funny, because my D&D character bows to Orcus. Which that's why I was sitting there like, oh my god, it's actually Orcus.
Did you kneel in front of the TV? And
my D&D character probably did. But that, you want to talk about some messed up stuff in the kitchen? Holy cow. Like
mind control.
Mind control. He was quoting the Bible. If your hand
offends thee,
then remove
it. Cut it off. If your eye offends thee, pluck it out.
Yep. And... They did. He did. Yeah, and it was
against his own will.
Yeah. It was crazy. Like I said, something about if you don't like entrails or violence, skip this one. Or
colostomy bags.
You know what? You might not want to watch the rest of the season because I think it's just going to get... Because there's not one episode that hasn't been gory.
And if you don't know what a colostomy bag is, Google it.
Don't Google it. It's a poop bag.
Yeah.
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 So this is a... That was crazy. And the guy... And of course the main villain guy is all like... He's telling his guys, kill him. And what do they do?
I am not messing
with you.
Because he made him cut off his arm.
Yeah.
Popped his eyeball out. And circumcised himself.
And circumcised
with
himself.
With a meat cleaver.
With a meat cleaver. Oh.
A meat cleaver.
So yeah. Yeah, so what he's trying to do is he's trying to recruit.
Yes.
So most likely I can see that there's going to be a prison riot going on and he's going to escape. Yada, yada, yada.
Makes sense.
That makes sense to me because the Fed is not coming back because that's what the lawyer said because that's what Maria Miranda or whatever her name is told him. He said, good luck with your lawyer. I just talked to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one was crazy. So you have Orcus, a demon, and which I should have thought, if there's a demon last season, this it probably would have went off. And now there's gelatinous goo with Rita. And it's a crazy thing. So Scaramucci is Orcus. Orcus is trying, he was like, I would have loved to go into your sister, but we all know how that ended.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Grandma took care of that.
And so, of course, now, so with Scaramucci, we're going to wait until the next episode. But also at this one, Sonny Shine talks to a guy who owns one of the top third networks in mm-hmm. television. He's all like, I can afford anything I want. And he's like, what about the stuff that you don't want? So at the end, Sonny Shine has this like, oh God, what was it? It was like him like eating like strawberry. Like
eating flesh, it looked like.
Something like that. Yeah, no, that was so I think he's all like, that was the guy.
The guy who owned all the...
Yeah, so he's TV like stuff. Like eating somebody.
He has dirt on him.
Has dirt on him. So he's like, I love it. And everybody's like clapping.
And it was like the worst idea
ever.
Yeah,
he's like, instead of Easter, it's just going to be me eating this thing right here. And I'm all like, what?
It was like a Calvin Klein commercial gone bad.
So yeah, it's pretty nuts. So I think what maybe Sonny Shine is, he might not be human. He might be extraterrestrial. And he knows people's deepest, darkest fantasies.
to be honest. And gets him to act on it.
And gets him to act on it. And tapes it, you know? So I think that's maybe his power.
Yeah. It,
yeah.
Because he escaped last season.
Yeah.
Didn't even get touched.
Mm-mm. And doesn't seem like he's getting touched anytime soon. Well, not least by
Nick,
his wife.
Yeah, well, Nick, yeah.
Or, yeah, Nick and Mariah.
What dirt can you have on him? Everybody knows
exactly.
All his dirt. It's not a secret.
So, yeah, this is it's been a crazy two episodes. I can't wait till the next one. Next one's dropping the 23rd, because the last one was the 10th, the 17th, and then the 23rd or 24th. Yeah. So I think it's every Thursday it comes on.
I don't remember how many's in the season, but this will be 5.
Yeah, I think last season was 12.
So it's got to be close to mid-season.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's our opinion, though. You guys should write down your...
A crazy, gory, violent...
Cussy...
Awesome ride.
Awesome ride, yeah.
Yeah, it's just... It's the perfect mix of all those. It's just...
And it's on FX.
And humor. Yeah, and no, sci-fi.
I'm sorry, yeah, sorry. On sci-fi.
Sci-fi.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce it now? S-Y-F-Y, sci-fi.
Yeah,
because we're trendy.
There's no way I would ever be able to watch that on television... Because there's nudity, is there nudity? I know there's all latex.
Yeah, I don't think there's about nudity.
There's a lot of gore and violence and cussing.
Entrails.
If it would be on anything else, it'd be rated R. So you should really watch this.
It would have been all kinds of dubbed over.
Oh my God, yeah.
The episodes would only be like 10 minutes long because the rest of it's all just edited out.
I mean, when you have the first thing exploding nuns, I think the rest of the time would be on.
Yeah, good stuff.
Well, I think that's it from us. Why don't you guys comment down below? What do you guys think down below? Do you agree with us? Don't you agree with us? You should agree with us because it's awesome. And if you haven't been watching this and you're just literally...
You're missing out.
Listen to us watch this, review it. That's kind of dumb. Go check it out. Filoni's amazing. Happy. Patton Oswalt is awesome.
Great job.
Sunnyshine, even though he's a creep, he's a perfect...
He's a good creep.
He's a good creep,
His smoothie scares me.
So comment down below what you guys think of the next episode. And while you're down there, hit that subscribe button. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.